first, I will answer. Oh, thank you. One whole question. And then this morning we will start our treatment of the sacrament of penance, and this afternoon continue with the Holy Eucharist, including returning your papers that you turned in, your answers. First then, question, will the Church continue to celebrate the liturgy in Latin if there had not been pressure from so many bishops, not doing, but after the Second Vatican Council? Emphatically yes. Yes, yes, yes. Only the Lord knows how long this will go on. But in Rome, being with Cardinal Ratzinger, he uses the strongest language in Latin to describe the condition of the liturgy in the Catholic Church today. And the reason why Paul the Sixth, we don't want to say gave in to the bishops. In 24 hours, 400 bishops protested to the Rome. Sent telegrams to Rome in 24 hours, 400 bishops. We do not want Latin in the liturgy. And Paul the Sixth already published the document. I have a copy of the document commanding the use of Latin, some vernacular, but basically in Latin. What Paul the Sixth didn't want to happen is what happened in the 16th century when, as you know, whole dioceses broke with the Catholic Church. And now 30th year in working for the Holy See. This is the one great fear. Paul the Sixth and now John Paul the Second. Whole diocese will break with the Catholic Church. Whole countries. In the United States, we have two conferences of bishops. One called NCCB. One called USCC. NCCB is the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, mandated by the Second Vatican Council, subject the Conference of Bishops of the United States, subject, of course, to the Holy See. The NCCB exists on paper. In 1966, right after the Second Vatican Council, the American hierarchy formed the United States Catholic Conference. The United States Catholic Conference is legally, financially, canonically independent of the Bishop of Rome. I have the documents, because it was formed in 19, 66, a year after the council closed.
Say bishops belong to God.
Yes. They have no choice. And the NCCB does not have 1 rupee. How many rupees to a dollar? How many?
36.
How many?
36 to $1.
Not 1 rupee. How many? NCCB. 0. No offices, just names. USCC, which is independent of Rome, just built in Washington. Brand new offices, $30 million. Several hundred officials. The USCC controls the church in the United States. And for 30 years, this is my main work for the Holy See, coping with the problems created. People sometimes, when I give lectures in the United States, they ask me, Father, don't you think there is danger of a schism in our country? I say, no, Father, you must know what's going on. I sure do. And let me see, there's no danger of a schism? No. Please explain. We are in a schism. Living a crucified life.
But do they have to belong?
They are legally, because the USCC was established by the bishops in union with the American government. The state controls the USCC. That's why my own, I can use that term, Jesuit University of Georgetown. Georgetown University, the oldest Jesuit university in America, in Washington, D.C. They get, I know this, I lived at the university for 4 years. Next door to me was a priest, a Jesuit, spent full time, 5 days a week, raising money from the government for the Jesuit University. So I asked him, how much money do you raise from the government every year for just Georgetown University? My average, he says, is $100 million every year. The government controls the university.